Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Isang paalaala, ang susunod na kabanata ay naglalaman ng mga salita at pahayag na maaari magdulot ng takot, pangamba at pagkabahala sa mga nakikinig, lalo na sa mas nakababatang gulang. Huwag magpatuloy kung kinakailangan. Ito ang mga kwentong bumuo ng ating nakaraan. Mga kwentong unang narinig sa mga liblib na lugar o sa mga pinakatagong bulong-bulungan. Dito ay pag-uusapan natin ang mga kwentong kababalaghan at misteryo na humalo sa kultura, kasaysayan at kamalayan nating mga Pilipino. Ang ating campsite ay isang safe space at bukas para sa lahat ng mga gustong makinig o kahit gusto mo lamang tumahimik at magpahinga. Ako si Earl, ang inyong pong campmaster, at ito ang Philippine Camper Stories. Tuloy po kayo sa 69 na gabi ng San Telmo Society Radio at sa ating month-long celebration ng ating 3rd anniversary. Kumusta ka na? Sana'y napapakinggan mo ang episode nito sa maayos na kalagayan. We are on the final week of our anniversary celebration at sana'y nabigyan kita ng tuwa sa mga daily episodes from the past weeks. If you're liking the episodes and you're feeling generous and giving tips, punta lang sa show notes ng episode for our GCash and PayPal accounts for your tips. Kung gusto mo naman makita ang video content ng ating mga interviews, ay pwede mo namang makita yun by being part of our Patreon. Ang San Telmo Society Radio ay ang listener story segment ng Philippine Camper Stories kung saan pinapakinggan natin ang mga totoong kwento ng kababalaghan at pagtataka mula mismo sa ating mga tagapakinig. The next storytellers for this week are no strangers to the camp. In fact, ang episodes nila ang isa sa mga highest streamed episodes sa ating show. And tonight, they are back again for some more chilling stories para sa ating lahat. Please welcome back to the San Telmo Society, the Haunted Tandem of Manila and Anton. Hey guys.
Hi, Earl. Nice to see you again.
Great to be back. Thank you.
And this time we're doing this with video.
Wow.
So,
we were not informed, but yeah.
Okay. So again, para sa mga first-time listeners, no, sa mga hindi familiar sa inyo, at ngayon lang kayo napakinggan sa episode na to, could you introduce yourselves and what do you do and where are you from?
Ladies first.
Hey, hi guys. My name is Manila. I'm from Muntinlupa. I work as a writer for a TV network in the Philippines. And Anton is my best friend from college. And we both like creepy stuff because we've had creepy stuff happen to us growing up.
Hi, I'm Anton from Antipolo. I work as a communication trainer for a bank, and yeah, Manila and I go way back in college. One of my longest friends, probably my longest friend from forever. So, yeah, glad to be back.
So, nalaman ng mga campers on paano kayo na punta sa Philippine Camper Stories dito sa ating campsite. I think Manila can share a little thing about that.
Yeah, it's all her fault.
It's all her.
No, it's because I've been searching on Spotify for... I listen to true crime a lot, and then I didn't realize that the Philippines pala had podcasts in English that were already coming out, and then started out looking for ghost stories, and then... I guess, creature stories and then superstitious stories. And then I stumbled upon Philippine campfire stories. And then after the first episode, I got hooked. So it's a two-pronged thing. I really like the story. Plus, I really like how Earl delivered his stories. It's talaga, nakaka-hook talaga siya. And then while I was listening, I was thinking, oh my God, there is a story, the story that he has to, parang it's a disservice to the people out there who love these kinds of stories to not hear the story that Anton has to share. So I emailed Earl and I told him, there's a story that you really, really need to hear. And then here we are.
Ayan. At naisabit mo si Anton, no?
Actually, ako sinabit niya.
Oh, tama, tama, tama. Ayan. So, thank you so much sa pag... Unang-una sa pag-guest niyo the first time that you were here and for your time today, no? Question lang. Anong naging pakiramdam niyo nung... anong nalaman niyo na yung pagtanggap ng mga tao sa stories na shinare niyo the last season of San Telmo Society Radio?
It was great to know that people enjoyed the story. We were not expecting folks to go bonkers over the stories that we shared. Like between Manila and I, these are just things that have happened. I didn't know they would make a dent in the whole thing. So it's good to know. Good to know that people enjoyed it and got fascinated about what was happening in the house, what had happened in the house.
Honestly, I wasn't surprised. If I were a listener, comparing it to stuff I've heard on other podcasts, it's not about bragging. It's just that it's just such a deep well of stories that it's not just one-off, two-off na... pwedeng imagination mo lang or pwede, it can't be because there's just too many collective stories that the same people in that same house have experienced through the years. And I don't know, that's the reason why those stories have lived in my head all these years.
Yes. Oh.
Yeah,
and more than enjoyment talaga, no? Talagang parang natakot talagang literal yung mga tao. Kasi bukod dun sa kwento, eh may mga parang pasabit pa talaga yung episode na parang nung nag-record tayo, wala naman. And today, parang okay naman tayo so far. Naman tayo, maayos naman tayo ngayon. Pero nung pag-listen nila... And of course, nung sinabi na, pinoint out na lang din sa akin. For me, kasi parang hindi ko naririnig yun. I guess because I'm the one creating the show. And kung hindi mo i-point out sa akin, unless talagang sobrang obvious, hindi ko mapapansin. Pero ang dami nilang parang mga nahuli. And we have, and more than that, sinishare nila yun online and dun sa Spotify Q&A portion. So I do have a few here na gusto kong basahin sa inyo and we can go ahead and answer those questions na pinagtatanong nila and let's see kung mabibigyan natin ang sagot, alright? So this is the first one.
Yeah, I am so glad we're doing this in broad daylight.
Thank you, Antona. It's 7 p.m. right now here from where I am. Himas-himas tayo ng evil eye. Okay, sabi ni Magiano 1231. Am I the only one hearing the shushes in the background? Kayo ba narinig niyo ba yung mga shush?
I didn't hear anything while we were recording. I honestly did not hear any background noise when we were recording. And I'll tell you now, because someone in our chat, right, posted many timestamps of the shushes. And I only listened to the first two. Because sa unang shush pa lang, you know how when you listen to it and you're like, ah, yeah, it could be taken as a something creepy, but it could also be a glitch in recording or someone extra. By the second shush, all the balahibo on my back just so out of the how many timestamps, 4 or 6, pangalawa pa lang, I give up na ako, and until now I haven't listened to it because it creeps me out, and then my entire day is kind of colored with that. So for me, my body naturally is telling me that those are legit creepy sounds.
So, yeah. Ikaw, Anton.
Yeah, it got me worried because I was all alone in the room the entire time using the same stuff I use for work, and I was not expecting it. When I re-listened and checked the timestamps, I had to do a sanity check. I passed the recording around to some of my friends and asked, could you confirm for me if these are shushes? And they said, yeah, these are clearly. So, was there somebody else in the room? Just me. And I think it was coming from my side of things, right? I don't think it was coming from somebody else's mic.
You know what, to be honest, hindi ko na rin chine, kasi I have the individual recording. Kaso lang, sa takot ko din kapag pinapakinggan ko. And I think I listened to one of the shushes. It came from Anton. Anton's recording. But all the timestamps that were that we were given with, hindi ko na tinuloy. Kasi parang nung narinig ko yun, masyadong violent yung shush. Yung parang talagang shush na parang, yung alam yung librarian na, na maingay kayo, ganun. Parang yes. For me, nung narinig ko yun, kasi di ba in-enhance ko yung audio for the Patreon, the Patreon and the supporters of the podcast, and I gave you a copy of it. I'm not sure kung napakinggan nyo pa. Pero mas parang nung in-enhance ko yung, para luminaw yung audio ni Anton, nung in-enhance ko siya, na-enhance din lahat sila. So parang nung pag, ano ko nung enhanced audio, unang shush, mga around 16th minute, talagang parang napabitaw ako dun sa headset ko. Sabi ko, hey, okay na. Parang napatunayan na natin kung ano yung kwento. Yeah. Nakwento na natin.
Same. Yeah. That was when he was talking about that curtain na parang another dimension yung napasukan yung curtain, right? They did not want you talking about that, Anton.
Yeah, there was one that was distinctly loud. Yeah, that one was very unhappy with a story I was sharing.
Yeah, well, hopefully ito ay maano natin. Ma-share natin lahat ng mga susunod nating kwento, no, na walang magagalit sa atin. And of course, this is for just sharing purposes. We just wanted to parang ipapaalam lang ako sa mga bantay mo, Anton. Ito po ay taga-kwento lang. Huwag po kayo magagalit sa amin. Okay, the next comment, sabi ni TMGPat77. More clues, please, on where this place is. I'm trying to wonder where this is kasi madalas ako sa area na to during weekdays. Great episode, Camp Master. Yan. Could you enlighten us, Anton, on where is the house of in Santo Domingo?
I remember sharing the Google map pin drop in the chat, but for the folks that didn't catch it, it's smack in the middle of Angelicum College and Siena College. And you can distinctly find the place because it's right in front of the construction site. That construction site's been there since the late 90s. We have a feeling that that area is cursed because it's went through two or three different developers and it's never been finished. So our house is right in front of that.
It's always flooded.
Always flooded. It's the catch basin.
Meron nga nagsabi na, sino ba to? Si Dana, ang isa nating kasamang camper, no? Na nakikita daw niya yung bahay niyo. And yes, she confirmed na parang meron ang vibe yung Santo Domingo house. Although, sabi niya, yung buong area daw na yun is parang medyo tahimik nga daw talaga. So parang,
yeah. It's a quiet place. The whole area is really quiet. And even among our neighbors, they tell us that that street is special. If people would rave about how creepy the New Manila streets are, I'd probably say Santo Domingo and the neighboring areas would be like second on the list. There's a lot of creepiness in that neighborhood. And
I think you
just chanced upon me being a former resident there sharing stories, but I'm sure my neighbors have stories too. We've heard stories about things happening on the streets.
Oh, talaga ba? wala nang ligtas. Wala nang ligtas dyan sa area na yan.
Ay, wala nang ligtas.
Alright, so next natin, I see Tonya, sabi niya, at 3817 to 3825, was the whispering sound intentional? Ayan. Parang ito yun, kapag 38 to 7, parang meron kasi sa, and I will answer this, Kasi meron yung edit, yung edit team namin. They're kind of very theatrical din. So parang as a horror podcast, we also put in some special effects to enhance the mood and the sound image of the show. So parang minsan meron talagang intentional na parang mga whispering sounds sa background, and that's part of the show. Hindi naman siya yung I think for this particular one, hindi siya part nung recording. So kino-confirm ko naman yun sa mga tao kapag yung ibang naririnig nila is part ba ng production or baka may dumaan lang, kapag kaya kong i-confirm. Pero pag hindi, katulad ng mga narinig natin sa side ni Anton, yun, sinasabi ko talaga na parang hindi yun intentional and hindi siya kasama sa recording, or alam mo yun, hindi natin alam kung saan galing siya. Ayan, so ayan, one down. Ayan, klinaro ko lang po sa inyo. Eto naman, ayan, Anton, ikaw magbasa, sige.
Please, pwede ba, mag-re-record kayo with clear audio ni Anton? Well, I'm hoping this is clear now. I think I've confirmed with you guys. It doesn't sound as muffled as before.
Pero were you using the same audio equipment?
Yes, same audio equipment.
Mm-hmm. Ayan. So, mas malinaw ngayon as of the moment na nagre-record tayo at nakakausap kita. Malinaw yung thing sa akin. Okay. Tingnan natin pag-download ng audio ko. Kapag nasira, alam na
alam
natin
na. Yun.
Alam na, ha? Huwag na tayo magtanong. And lastly, ayan, siguro si Manila naman yung magbasa.
Okay, this is from Chaddy Wadi. Parang maganda na nga ma-interview yung ibang members ng household. Yung real humans po, hindi yung entities. Just to be clear, this is the spookiest episode ever. I agree, Chaddy Wadi.
Ayan. Hindi ko alam kung pwede bang ma-interview yung ibang members ng household ni Anton. Masyado yatang private na yung mga yun. Pero
his Anton mama naman, so
my mom would probably have more stories too.
No. Ayan. So pag nagkaroon ng pagkakataon, yes, the podcast is open for all of your family members who have stories, or your friends that have stories. But for now, Anton is back and Manila is back with a few more stories na talaga naman, kung part kayo ng Philippine Camper Stories group chat, nababanggit na to at nabanggit din to ng episode last time na meron pa silang meron silang stories na hindi pa nila na-share nung first time na nagkausap kami. And this, I guess that we will start with Manila first. Right?
Right.
Yeah. So Manila parang meron siyang own stories niya na pwede niyang i-share sa atin on how she was, she gotten into this world of the strange and the paranormal. Yeah.
Tigil muna tayo sa kwentuhan. Magbabalik pa kami ni Manila and Anton with more stories. That and more coming up next. Sa pagbabalik ng San Telmo Society Radio ng Philippine Campfire Stories.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Manila, at pa saan nagsimula yung fascination mo with the paranormal?
When I was in grade school, I remember that all the books that I could find on things that were not in reality, you know, not that we can't see physically in this world, like the ghosts, the tarot card reading, the creatures from Philippine folklore and international folklore. If I look back, those were my interests. But if I look further back, like even before I started school, and I asked yung mga family members namin, like, what are the things that happened ba that, you know, you think might have gotten me into this kind of interest without me thinking that it's all just from the imagination or fiction, you know? Because it had to start somewhere. And I grew up in this house in the Scout area near Tomas Morato. And that's the house that, ever since I was born, that's where we live. And the layout of the house is, it's a one-story bungalow, and then sa side, there's a canal. For some reason, there's a canal running along the side of the house. Mm-hmm. And then yun yung daanan to get to the back garden, from the front garden to the back garden. And then medyo madilim dun sa side na yon. But I don't know, I think dun rin ata naglalabay yung dati naming helper. And so of course, as a kid, I would play there. So we had a dog, so running around, playing there. And then one time, my Lola told me na, I vaguely remember it, but I know na I remember the feeling na I went up to her and yung kabog daw ng dibdib ko wouldn't stop. And hindi ko ma-explain because I was too young. And I think this is where I didn't know kasi na we had many different helpers over the years, and this particular one I think had not naman history in witchcraft or faith healing. I don't know what it's called, but so what she did, my Lola went up to her and then they talked, and then yung kabog sa dibdib ko, hindi ko ma-express what it was about. Maybe I knew what it was, but I didn't know. And then so what she did was she got this basin. Alam niyo yung mga lumang arinola na kulay puti? She got it, and then she put water in it, and then she said a prayer. I'm not sure if it was a prayer or basta may sinabi siyang ritual. And then she got, I wasn't sure if it's a candle or a lighter, but she put it in front of my chest, yung arinol. Hindi siya arinola, basta yung that white
basin.
Yeah, there, a basin. Binigay niya sa harap ng chest ko. Sinagay niya yung apoy sa likod ng basin. And then, so, after some time, may lumabas na shape dun sa basin. And curiously, it was the shape of a frog. And then, sabi nung helper namin dun sa lola ko, yan yung tumakot sa kanya. And, you know, think about it, it's not scary, but it's like, what?
It's not normal. Parang it's, yeah, it's, hindi siya normal na madadanas ng isang bata.
Yeah, and also, parang, paano niya napala, was it some kind of magic? Or, I know,
ano ba, tinawas ka ba?
Hindi, yun ang ginawa niya. Linagay niya yung basin sa harap ng chest ko dun sa heart area. And then, may sinasabi siyang dasal. And then, lumabas yung, they threw away the basin eh. So, wala. And I don't think they were advised to keep it. Pero, okay. That was one of the instances.
May tubig ba yung basin? Or parang?
May tubig siya. Lumabas lang yung parang, hindi siya burn marks eh, pero, well, maybe burn marks nga siya, but I was too young eh. Parang I was 7 or 6.
So okay.
It's one of those things na ginawa, and then, ako, I just, and then after nun, bumaba na yung kaba sa dibdib ko. So, you would think na, sige, so natakot siya sa frog. And, so what, right? But inside our house, so, nung time na yun, I'm the eldest cousin in our family, and So baby pa yung next cousin na dumating, and people in the family would notice that para siyang, like, for a baby, well, not naman baby, mga 1 year old na siya nun, she always seemed distracted.
Mm-hmm.
So, they're like, ah, ang galing naman, kaya niya aliwin yung sarili niya. So, pero yung lola ko, napapansin na nila na when it got to a point na as she was growing older by the months, she was deliberately playing with someone. Na she would point to sa aparador. Pero yung pinupoint niyang area, yung area na walang laman. So let's say, di ba, may mga shelves sa aparador. Doon siya nagpo-point, tapos tawa siya ng tawa.
Oh,
eh, di ba, ang baby, ang baby, pag pinatawa mo, pinapatawa mo kasi.
Mm-hmm.
But ganun rin yung reaction niya, except she kept pointing at an empty area.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We can't even ask her kung sino yung kalaro niya kasi wala pang verbalization eh. Wala pang... Mm-hmm. And then yun nga, inisip namin nun na ano yan, siguro hindi yan multo. Baka it's, you know, one of those little things that Anton is familiar with.
Mm-hmm.
And then my one personal interaction with maybe friend niya or maybe another person, another small person in the house is I was taking a bath. Tapos, alam mo yung feeling na when someone's running and you're running na parang wave. So, parang let's say this is the wall. Parang may tumakbo palabas, tapos tumakbo ulit. Tumakbo papasok, tapos tumakbo palabas. Let's say I'm here.
Hmm.
Parang gumanon, nag-dart.
Mm-hmm.
And it happened so fast, but it was so clear na it's parang you're watching this comic strip na may lumabas tas pumasok. Did I see what I just saw? Pero parang bakit ko naman i-imagine na may ganung nangyari? And it's one of those things where you question your brain. Why do you think that? You're just taking a bath. And yun nga, in the house, there's always things happening like... We had a bathroom with a light. Tas it's one of those doors na kita mo yung light. Parang isa door and then above the door parang glass. So kita mo yung light dun sa banyo. And then you would see na the light open and then may marinig kang nag-flush. So alam mo may tao. And then the light is closed. And then that was it. So when you... wala palang tao. Pero you distinctly saw na, okay, nagbukas yung light.
May gumamit. Oo.
Oo, may nakigamit. And then...
Flushed. It's polite.
Oo.
Ayun.
Nag-flush naman.
Random things in the house would go missing. Pero, and I would always get blamed. My lola would always be like, nasa na yung ganyan. Wala akong ano. And then, she would find it. But... she would get so angry because she was sure na wala doon. And then, so let's say our house in the scout area is 135. That's our address. My uncle married someone from two houses away in 137. And that house was way creepier than yung house namin. Kasi they had a fish pond. And I'm there a lot kasi nga when they got married, of course, the families, you know. And there's a fish pond. And in the fish pond, parang basta from the side nung na-marry na uncle ko, madaming bata. So one time, they were wondering what happened. Parang they couldn't find the eldest son. And then it's not clear to me what happened, but when he returned, when he was found, he said na dun sa fish pond na yon, there was... a castle where all the dwarves live.
Ooh.
And the dwarf who got him wanted him to live with them dun sa castle, which was the fish in the pond. That's why I never go near that pond. After that story, I was like, no way. No way am I going to stare down that pond. It's not a creepy looking pond. It's normal na parang decorative pond sa garden. And then he said na ang ganda daw nung pumasok siya sa loob ng palasyo. Ang ganda. Pero
ayun na. Magiging palasyo resident na kayo, di pa kayo pumunta.
Pero in the back of his head, he was thinking,
lost your chance, Manila.
He's not gonna eat anything that was offered. Basta he knew na, for some reason, he knew na to reject whatever they offered him na pagkain.
Okay.
Tapos, ganun rin, they got someone, I'm not sure ka kung which doctor, ano, to bring him back.
Yes.
And then, after nun, he was okay. He was so okay nga na, he was actually at Ozone Disco, parang a day or two before, you know, it burned. Mm. But, yeah, so jumping from that story, so that house, my uncle would sometimes sleep over there when he got married na to my tita. And then, dun sa second floor, na bedroom.
Yeah.
Hindi na to duwende. Hindi ko na ma-explain kasi two nights yung sinabi niya na sobrang creepy na alam ko hindi na siya natulog doon after that happened. One was, he was sleeping, tapos kasama niya yung tita ko. And then, when he woke up, on one side of the room, he saw this bride, babae na nakaputi, na may kandila. Tapos, yung bride, hindi nakatingin sa kanya. It was just looking up to the other side of the room. So, naglalakad ng may dalang kandila na nakadiretso na. So, siya, kumari, tulog siya. Kasi sabi niya, oh my God, bakit may bride? And take note, my uncle is a teacher he and a lawyer. He won't invent stuff like this. He doesn't... Mm-hmm. I mean, not that it's a sign of weakness, pero walang value to him to share stories like this. So, he was saying, ang bagal daw ng lakad. Tapos,
napaka-ano, horror trope naman nung... para ano, horror movie trope yung...
And yun yung my uncle, hindi talaga siya silly person na magkikwento ng ganito. Pero so he was saying, yun nga, naglalakad. Tapos, alam mo yung parang prosesyon na one step.
Parang bridal walk.
Yeah. Pero, pagdating daw dun sa dulo ng room, pagdating na dun sa wall, nawala daw yung girl. And it, oh my gosh, kikilabutan ako. It was replaced by this girl in black.
Okay.
And,
ay, nako naman. Oh, tapos, bakit?
This time, it was walking back towards him.
Bakit?
So yung uncle, sabi ko, dito, so, anong ginawa mo? Sabi, anong magagawa ko? Pumikit na lang ako. So, yun daw, parang after nun, hindi na siya na natulog ulit nun. Pero the other instance na nakwento niya was different naman. And it's so different from any other story I've heard. Kasi it's not creepy. It's what he said he dreamt of angels in the room.
Hmm, okay.
And take note that if you actually go on the internet and ask about people who have seen real life angels, it coincides with what my uncle saw. He saw na, I'm not sure if he was sick during that time, pero he said na he saw that his bed was surrounded with these angels in white that were like 6 or 7 foot. Yun ang katatangahan. Tapos may wings and my staff, and they were all surrounding him in the bed. And then they were all talking, but no one was moving their mouth. And then he thought nga na parang, wow, ang creative ko palang tao. But sabi niya, the feeling was so different. It wasn't fear. It was actually parang, he felt nga protected.
Oh, okay. That's nice.
And if you search online about people giving accounts of seeing angels, just like how you'd see people talking about seeing UFOs, it's similar. It's similar to that. And my uncle, he debunks these things. He thinks, parang, wala lang yung bullshit lang yan. It's just stories just to get people to watch or read. But he said in his heart na it felt na that was real. And then when you go online, it's the same thing. It's these 6-7 foot 7-foot things that are, they have wings. So ngayon, because of that, I'm a firm believer that the things we see on television and movies, there's always a inspiration from actual real life experience. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just like Anton's story is pang one haunted series
on so Netflix.
That's my. I think that's my
doon nagmula yung sa foundation mo, sa exposure mo sa mga stories na yun. Nako, thank you so much for. Medyo ang pinaka ano doon yung babaeng maglalakad, parang kasi bakit? Bakit ka maglalakad ng ganyan? Anong gusto mong mangyari? Hindi, hindi siya pwede. Ayoko siya. Hindi pwede yung mga ganyan.
But and that's the only story my uncle ever said na gano'n na. He's not that type of person. Parang, actually, isipin mo pa na, pwedeng, hindi naman sa imbento, pero pwedeng na panaginipan niya lang. Pero if you consider who was sharing it, if you knew him, you would know na, okay, maybe I won't accuse him of just inventing it. Because parang like yung parents ni Anton, di mo pag-iisipan na nag-invento kasi nga, they're just stating what they saw. So
parang matter-of-factly lang na nag-share, no? Alright. Okay. Ayan. So, sa maraming salamat, Manila, sa pag-share mo ng stories. Now, we know why you're so fascinated with these stories. Because, like I guess everyone else who listens to the podcast is exposed tayo to these stories na parang na ibibigay sa atin. Like, it's facts na parang it happens naturally and it's not something na parang katakataka. I guess it is katakataka, but it is something that is given to you with valid sources or yung mga kumbaga pinagkakatiwalaan mong mga yun nga, na sources. So parang yun, I guess kaya na nagstay sa atin as we grew older. Yun. Thank you, Manila. And before we go to Anton's story for the night, magbe-break muna tayo. And when we come back, we'll have Anton and his stories about the Quiapo House. Ayan, babalik tayo.
Pansamantala muna nating puputulin ang ating episode sa puntong ito at babalikan natin ang ating haunted tandem para naman sa part ng kwento ni Anton. Ano kaya yung ritual na ginawa ng albularyo kay Manila? First time ko narinig yung ginawa sa kanya and honestly, hindi pa maliwanag dahil medyo vague na din yung memory na shinare ni Manila. Nonetheless, marami pa tayong aabangan sa next episode ng San Telmo Society Radio. Tune in on part 2 this coming Thursday. Dito na po nagtatapos ang ating kwento. Pagkatapos ng episode na ito ay pwede kang sumali sa kwentuhan by going to Spotify Q&A portion ng episode na ito. Doon, nagsashare kami ng mga kasama nating campers ng kani-kanilang mga thoughts about the episode. Just remember to be kind whenever you share your thoughts dahil ang podcast na ito ay mananatiling safe space for everyone. Kung gusto mo naman supportahan ang show by giving monetary tips, you can do that by joining our Patreon and Ko-fi. Yan yung mga sites kung saan naglalagay ako ng mga extra content for the podcast listeners when I can. Pumunta ka lang sa Spotify and click on the description of the episode at makikita mo lahat ng link na kailangan mo. At panghuli, kung may kwento ka naman na gusto mong ibahagi sa ating camp ay pwede mong isend yan sa campfirestoriesph@gmail.com at babasahin natin yan sa mga susunod na San Telmo Society Radio episodes. Muli, maraming salamat po sa inyong pakikinig. Magkita na lang tayo sa susunod na kwento. Ako si Earl at ito ang San Telmo Society Radio segment ng Philippine Campfire Stories.
The opinions of podcast creators, hosts, and guests are not necessarily reflective of the official stance of the Pod Network Entertainment, its hosts, or other network programs. The content created by the people behind the podcast is personal and not meant to harm any religion, ethnicity, group, organization, company, or individual.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.